Hello, it's the 11th of July. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. According to the Department for Energy Security Data, Bedford is showing progress in reducing its emissions of CO2. From 2005 up to the latest figures in 2021, the town has reduced its carbon footprint by almost 30%. This amounts to the reduction of almost 4 tonnes of CO2 per person. A spokesperson for Bedford Borough Council pointed to the success of the county-wide programmes in the efforts such as Sustainable Warmth, the Mayor's Climate Change Fund and Solar Together. Even though the figures do not include emissions from large industrial plants and motorways, the spokesperson said that this is really good news for residents and the environment. Bedford residents are being warned not to throw discarded batteries in with regular rubbish, but place the batteries in a clear bag and on top of the bin for recycling. The caution was issued following a fire within a refuse vehicle, with batteries as the suspected cause. Luton Trading Standards have confiscated more than 13,000 illegal vaping devices since the beginning of 2022. Many of the product seized more than doubled the legal 2% nicotine limit. 6 Luton shopkeepers involved in selling the devices, even to those underage, have had their licences discontinued by the landlords. Director of Luton Public Health, Sally Cartwright, said that the rising number of young people vaping is concerning, pointing to their increased sensitivity to nicotine and its future implications. The Central Bedfordshire's Summer Reading Challenge could result in a lucky child receiving a Lego voucher worth £50. The Ready Steady Read competition is open to those between the ages of 4 and 16 and runs from the 21st of July to the 9th of September. That's all I have for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.